TireCheck.com.
News now, WELI, New Haven.
It's 8:30 and 46 degrees. Good morning. I'm Steve Teft with this edition of WELI 24-Hour News. It was no contest in either Connecticut primary yesterday, with Democrat Mike Dukakis and Republican George Bush rolling up easy wins. The only surprise of the evening was the size of the Dukakis win. He beat Jesse Jackson by more than 2-1 and got 36 delegates to Jackson's 16. That puts Dukakis ahead of Jackson in the overall delegate race for the presidential nomination. State House Speaker Irving Stolberg is the Connecticut campaign chairman for Dukakis, and he's trying to turn the attention away from Jackson and on to George Bush.
We should start aiming our guns at George Bush, who so richly deserves to be fired at.
Bush's guns were enough to drive rival Bob Dole out of the race even before the voting ended yesterday. 20% of Connecticut's Republicans voted for Dole anyway, but that paled next to the 70% Bush rolled up. That gave Bush 25 of the 35 Republican delegates up for grabs yesterday, and after the big win, Bush called his Connecticut workers from the next primary site, Wisconsin.
So I just wanted to call up and thank you all, and particularly all the party workers.
The Wisconsin primary is next Tuesday. WELI News Time, 8:32. Time for another check of morning traffic from Wayne Hickox. This report is brought to you by Anco Windshield Wiper Blades. Wayne, what's the Metro North situation?
All right, you're going to get sporadic delays all morning on that, Steve.
8:33 at WELI, a federal judge has ordered the state to pay the Republican Party $125,000 to cover legal fees during the fight to open GOP primaries to unaffiliated voters. Pauline Keyser is the vice chairwoman of the Republican Party, and she says the award is not a surprise.
Well, anytime you have a court case, other than the one he did make.
In 1984, the governor started his fight against the Republicans when they changed their party rules and opened some of their state primaries to unaffiliated voters. 8:34 at WELI. More news coming up.
Sometimes.
WELI News Time, 8:35. President Reagan says Oliver North and John Poindexter aren't being given the benefit of the doubt when it comes to their roles in the Iran-Contra scandal. He says they should be presumed innocent until proven guilty. The former national security aides are pleading not guilty to charges that they and two others defrauded the government of more than $17 million in Iranian arms sales profits. Attorney General Ed Meese's wife is now the subject of a new investigation. Sources say an independent counsel is investigating if Meese's wife used the influence of a family friend to get a $40,000 a year job with the Multiple Sclerosis Society. The counsel has subpoenaed records of the charity. Meanwhile, some senators want Meese to explain why six top officials in the Justice Department suddenly quit yesterday. And TV evangelist Jimmy Swaggart will get a chance to respond to the decision of his denomination to bar him from the pulpit for 1 year. Swaggart has scheduled a news conference today in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The national body of the Assemblies of God Church has decided to impose a stiffer sentence than the state board did for Swaggart's sin, which reportedly involved him hiring a prostitute to pose nude for him. 8:36 at WELI.
I'm meteorologist Pat Pagano. For the WELI morning team, I'm meteorologist Pat Pagano.
47 degrees right now at Radio Towers Park. The daily number last night was 762. The Play 4 number was 3487. And the lotto numbers were 16, 19, 26, 31, 34, 40. Our top story this morning, the easy winners in yesterday's Connecticut primary were Democrat Mike Dukakis and Republican George Bush. For news and information, count on us next edition at 9. For the WELI Morning Team, I'm Steve Teff.